请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书，请看十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第十节上半句。
Verse 10 and the first part.
十五章第十节。
Chapter 15.
上半句。
First part of verse 10.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，请念。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
The name Lord Jesus Christ, I give testimony.
这是小弟将近三十年前，不是现在哈，三十年前，发生的事情。
And what I'm about to tell you happened 30 years ago to me.
当时我向阿根廷教会中南美洲联络中心及国际联合总会三个单位。
30 years ago, I was responsible for the Argentina Church, General Assembly U.S., also coordinating General Assembly in U.S., as well as the South America Assembly of Church.
这是当年小弟报名就读美国总会第三届我不知道现在是第几届，第三届神学训练班的动机。
I was part of the class of the third year of the U.S. theological training class.
这一届没有年龄限制。
And I remember that year, that class didn't have any age limitations.
只读一年，实习一年。
I remember that we only had 1 year of course studies and then 1 year of internship.
那按照教会的规定，有资格报名的同龄必须缴一份报告。
And I remember that those that are qualified and attendees of that class had to turn in a final report.
我为什么要献身当传道？
And the report's topic was to answer the question why.Why would I like to commit myself to being a preacher of God?
至少五百个字
At least 500 words for that.
那这就是当年小弟所写这份报告的标题。
So this topic from this verse was the topic that I used for my final report.
意思是小弟献身当传道，不是因为向神许愿。
In other words, I gave my life to God.To work for him, not to make a promise to God.
也不是重病得医治，很明显有神的呼召。
It wasn't because I received a miracle healing from God, that sort.
只是单纯的想自己虽然没有什么大的成就。
But rather, I felt that because I did not have any great accomplishments in life.
可是我能够有今天，仍然是蒙神的恩典才成的。
But rather, because that I am who I am today was all because of the grace of God.
所以理所当然应该趁着目前教会需要。
So naturally, I thought to commit myself to aid the church's needs at that time.
趁着我自己现在还可以。
I felt that as long as I'm able,
多少为主耶稣做一点圣工
I have to do some.Things for God.
就这样而已，很简单。
That was my commitment towards God.
所担心的只是到底合不合神的旨意。
What I was worried about was more if I am qualified and I have a standard to serve the Lord.
这才是小弟我最想知道的。
That was what I was more concerned with and curious of.
其实小弟长大后，老实说，我不太想当传道。
To be fully transparent, when I was growing up, I had no desire to be a pastor.
因为我就是在传道家庭长大的。
Because I grew up in a family with a pastor.
我知道传道不好当。
I know that it's a very difficult life.
常常很辛苦，又看不到果效。
It's a lot of difficulties without much visible fruits to show.
还说要忍耐到底。
And then you have to endure and you have to be patient.
但是自从1989年9月3日，小弟一家四口加上父母，总共六个人。
In September 1986, six members of my entire family
离开台湾，移民到阿根廷以后
We left Taiwan and immigrated to Argentina.
没有想到隔年就被选作祈祷所的教务负责。
Never did I realize the year after I was in charge of pastoring for the prayer house that year later.
那当时阿根廷的信徒只有五十几个人。
At that time, there was about 50 members in Argentina.
都来自台湾。
And they were all from Taiwan.
没有中国信徒。
There weren't any members from China.
也有一位半职的辅助传道。
There was only one assistant assisting pastor.
但是想到当年主耶稣升天之前曾经吩咐门徒啊。
And that reminded me that before Jesus arisen to the heavens in the past.
说你们要往普天下去传福音给万民听啊。
Commissioned that his disciples to preach the gospel to the ends of the world.
又说要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Commissioned his apostles to testify through Jerusalem, Samaria, and throughout the world.
这些话小弟都记得很清楚。
So I vividly remember God's direct or Jesus's directions.
我心里就想说，那如果耶路撒冷是当年使徒教会真理的中心。
I thought to myself, if back then, in apostolic times, that Jerusalem is the center of the gospel.
那我们翻翻圣经后面的地图，可以看到位居地中海西岸的西班牙，应该是早与圣灵福音开拓的终点站，保罗想去的地方。
And if you look at the geography and take out a map, the country Spain should have been in a region that was focused by.Apostle Paul when he was preaching his gospel.
如果以此类推啊，今天我们说中国台湾是真耶稣教会真理的摇篮。
And would have been kind of the source of the gospel. And if you deduce that with that logic, the true Jesus Church gospel came out of from Taiwan.
那么远在南美洲的阿根廷，不就是晚与圣灵福音开拓的地极吗
？And so if that's the case, To be able to spread the gospel to the ends of the world, figuratively, in Argentina is like preaching the gospel to the ends of the world.
不只是地理最远，距离最远啊。
And it's from a geographic standpoint is the furthest away from Taiwan.
而且都是讲西班牙话。
And they speak an entirely different language, Spanish.
想到这里，小弟真的有一点紧张啊。
So to think of that, to be reminded of that, that got me nervous.
那该怎么办
？Because I what should I do？
那感谢主啊
！Thank God！
一股使命感催逼着小弟积极起来。
Because of that determination from God's commission, that allowed me to be motivated.
于是透过各种管道联络上中南美洲各地的信徒。
And through various channels and communication, I was able to align and coordinate with.Various groups within the South America area.
好，包括多米尼加
，including Dominican Republic,
玻利维亚
，Bolivia,
巴西的圣保罗
，Brazil São Paulo,
还有巴西的福斯
，and Brazil Fushi,
还有智利等等
，Chile and also Chile.
不过，放眼看看整个中南美洲。
And but if you take a broader perspective of the whole South America region,
当时含墨西哥共有38个国家。
There's over 38 countries, including Mexico.
面积约2000万平方公里。
And that land mass exceeds 20 million squares and kilometers.
那总人口大约有四亿多。
And we're talking about 400 million people in population.
大部分都讲西班牙语。
And most of them spoke in Spanish.
信仰是以天主教为主。
However, the primary religion in those regions were the Catholics, Roman Catholics.
当时基督教才慢慢兴起哦。
And it's only Christianity only started to grow. At that time,
我就觉得这是一块未开花的福音良田呐。
And to me, all I saw was undiscovered or unsown gospel land.
重点是谁来做呢
？But to me, who was to take up the challenge to sow the seeds?
工人在哪里呀、啊、
？Who are the holy workers?
所以我就想，不积极怎么可以呢
？So to me, I dare not to be motivated and put in the effort.
就这样，我们在联总、美总和台总的关怀协助下。
So from the care and support from the U.S. General Assembly and Taiwan Assembly.
很快的，在1992年正式成立阿根廷教会，还有中南美洲联络中心。
And really quick, in 1992, we were able to establish Argentina Church and also the Communication or Coordination Center for our church in the South America region.
积极展开各样的圣工。
And that allowed us to actively start to work towards spreading the gospel in that region.
那当然一开始都是由联总、美总还有台总差派工人前来帮忙。
And of course, in the beginning, we had to rely on the holy workers sent to help us from the U.S., from Taiwan.
只可惜每一次来的时间都很短啊。
But unfortunately, every time, each of these visits from these workers were very short.
那怎么办呢？
So what should how do we resolve that?
这不是长远之计啊。
Because that was not sustainable.
只有一个方法。
We only had one method.
必须赶快栽培会讲西文的青年才行。
We had to actively develop and educate holy workers in region that can speak the language.
小弟当时总算找到一个蛮适合的弟兄。
And we were able to fortunately find a local brother that was well suited for that task.
他也很乐意啊。
And he was very willing.
只不过年纪轻了一点就是啊。
However, he was on the young side.
当时小弟就想说，那要不我陪他去读神学。
And so I thought to myself, maybe I should just join him in theological training.
那回来也可以先陪他到各地实习或者开拓。
And so that when I returned, the thought was I could accompany this young brother to support the holy work in the regions.
他就负责西文部分。
And so he was in charge of the
西文
Spanish. So he was this young brother was more in charge of the Spanish regions.
因为我想说到这里应该是传给当地人呢。
So.I figure that was his focus, is to preach the gospel to the local people.
我只负责中文部分，中文这边。
And I thought to myself, I can be in charge of the Chinese speaking.
这些人算不到100个人，总有中南美洲。
And Chinese speaking groups, and that group was small, was in the whole Central America, was only about 100 plus people.
我们就这样讲定了。
So that was our arrangement back then.
那剩下就看看是不是合神的旨意啊。
And we can entrust everything else into God's hands.
那很感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
经过阿根廷教会、中南美联络中心，还有国际联合总会审核。
After establishing the Central America Assembly Center and also the General Assembly of the U.S. support.
我们两个竟然都通过了。
And after their review of our criteria and qualifications, we both were passed to proceed to.
我当时48岁，有一点老啊。
At the time, I was about 48 years old. I thought that I was too old.
那这位弟兄呢，20出头，应该很年轻啊。
And this other brother was early in his early 20s, and he was very capable and young.
那接下来是那怎么进入美国呢
？So then, how do we gain access or enter into the United States?
当时是很不简单哦。
And at those days, gaining access to the U.S. was very challenging.
那美国总会只交代说必须自己去办 B2 的签证。
And I remember that the U.S. General Assembly entrusted the responsibility onto ourselves to try to get the B2 visa to be able to enter into the U.S.
小弟心想呢，那这位弟兄应该没有问题才对啊。
So I figured that that should not be a problem for this young brother in his 20s.
因为他语言行啊。
Because his language was more gifted with language.
问题是我啊。
But what about me?
我既不会西文，也不会英文。
I don't know Spanish, nor do I know English.
我只会中文啊。
I only know how to speak Chinese.
而且已经四十八岁啊。
And on top of that, I was 48 years old already.
所以第一个，我必须要规划阿根廷国籍。
So the first, I thought to myself, I need to be naturalized into citizenship for within Argentina.
要拿到阿根廷护照。
I need to have a passport from Argentina.
因为当时中华民国护照很难签美国。
Because back then, Taiwanese ROC visa has challenges in or passports had challenges in getting visa into the U.S.
那在中南美洲也很不好用啊。
And Taiwanese passport was almost useless in Central America.
第二，我必须取得美国的签证。
Second, I thought to myself, I need to get the immigration or visa from the U.S.
给的时间也不能太短呢。
And I need to be able to get a lengthier duration of stay.
第三个，我必须能够通过美国机场的关卡。
And third, I need to be able to figure out how to be able to pass the the review from the U.S. custom officers or immigration officers.
那这三样对小弟来讲都有困难。
And all three of these steps to me were very challenging.
我想说那就看神的旨意咯。
So I gave everything onto God's hands.
能通过感谢主。
If I'm able to pass and accomplish, then it would be under the grace of God.
不通过也感谢主。
If I'm not able to pass, then still I give thanks to God.
反正我本来就不太想当传道的。
I figured to myself, I have nothing to lose since I wasn't super Kim, didn't really want to be a pastor to begin with.
好，那首先必须规划阿根廷国籍。
So the first step was the challenge to be able to receive citizenship in Argentina.
我听说1985年以前规划很简单的。
I think prior to 1985, getting citizenship in Argentina was much easier.
只要有永久居留证，又住满两年就可以了。
I believe you just had to live in the country for 2 years and have a permanent visa, then you are able to get citizenship.
那之后就越来越严格。
But the years after that became more challenging.
啊，条件是必须懂西文。
One of the criteria was you need to be fluent in Spanish.
而小弟一到阿根廷就住在首都。
And I.When I arrived in Argentina, I was living in their capital.
啊，在首都办理规划，交通方便，速度也比较快。
I thought in the capital of Argentina, the transportation was easier, and it's easier to plan and also to submit the application for citizenship.
没想到去了一问才知道说，哎呦，要考笔试，还考阿根廷宪法。
Never did I realize when I got there, I found out that the process for citizenship requires me to go through a written and oral tests.
我一听差点昏倒，我怎么考？
So, I thought that's just going to be almost impossible. How am I going to overcome all these things?
后来有人说呢，到首都郊外不用考了。
And some people tip me that if I go outside of the capital,Maybe I don't even need to take any tests.
因为属省政府管比较松啊。
Because the jurisdictions outside of the capital perhaps have more lenient qualifications or thresholds.
只要两个当地公民做保证。
And all they need is two citizens in the region to endorse you.
啊，加上去警察局做个笔录就行了。
And all you need to do is register at a police station, and that was it.
所以虽然交通麻烦一点，小弟还是把地址迁到郊外一位中文学校的老师家里。
Even though it was more challenging because it was far away, but I put my address down in a adjacent city's Chinese teacher's home.
在那边的法院申办呐。
And I went to court in that jurisdiction and registered and applied for citizenship.
无奈是我竟然找不到一个当地的保证人。
However, I had difficulty finding a local person to endorse me.
理由是他们都不认识我。
Because no one, I did not have any friends.
况且那个地方的警察局也很刁软。
And on top of that, the local police in that jurisdiction was very challenging to navigate.
那怎么办呢?
So I didn't know what to do.
还好这个时候有一对弟兄夫妇，现在都已经蒙主恩召了，当时他们住在郊外另一个地方。
Thank God, though, fortunately, there was a couple, brothers and sisters, a couple that lived in an adjacent city outside of the capital. They're already passed now, but they were there.
刚开食品工厂。
They had a factory, food factory.
有注册哦。
They had citizenship.
很乐意帮忙小弟啊。
They were willing to help me.
那小弟就把地址改建到他们家。
So therefore, in turn, I changed my address to their homes.
在那边的法院重新申办。
So in the city they lived in, I reapplied for citizenship.
啊，他们真的很有爱心啊。
And they were very loving.
啊，保证人就请自己工厂的员工。
They asked their workers from their own factory to be my guarantor.
还亲自带我们到当地警察局去做笔录。
They also took me personally to the local police station to register.
那里的警察他们都认识啊。
And to go through an oral test, and they actually knew the police officers there at the time.
啊，同时跟帮小弟开了工作证明。
They also gave me a work certificate.
所以证件很快就办起了。
So because of all those help, I was able to quickly progress through the process.
交由警察局送到法院。
And through the support from the local police station, they sent my paperwork onto the court.
啊，问题是阿根廷办事效率很低啊。
The problem was the work efficiency in Argentina was very poor.
拖了两个多月啊。
Took them 2 years to review my application.
小弟去法院问了好几次都没消息。
I remember going to the court many times to ask for status without any success.
好不容易等到年底才送到。
And finally, waited until the end of the year, finally acknowledged some sort of status update.
承办的人却告诉小弟说，明年一月份哦，暑假。法院不上班。
And I learned that the court told me that the next year's summer time, the court is going to be off, or they're not going to process any applications.
叫我二月中旬再来问问看啊。
They told me to come back next year's February to check on status.
于是小弟就忍耐了，等到二月中旬再去问啊。
So I had to bear through that and waited until next year's February to ask, seek for status update.
结果是什么吗?
And what was
this? 结果是法官不受理啊。法官就是不接受啊。
Oh, okay. So and then I found out in February that the judge did not accept my application.
为什么?
Why?
因为我申请两次啊。
Because I've already applied twice.
他们决定把我的案件退回到第一次申请的法院。
They decided to reject my application and forward it to the first jurisdiction of which I applied the first time.
我一听整个心都凉了。
When I heard that, I was dismayed.
还要等多久啊?
Because what does this mean? How long must I wait? So I almost wanted to give up.
放弃算了。
I said to myself, let's just forget about it.
因此将近两个多月小弟就不再去想这件事了。
So for almost 2 months, I just did not think about this anymore and cast this matter aside.
直到四月底。
Until end of April.
有一天早上。
One morning.
好像是星期四。
I remember really clearly it was a Thursday.
我在祷告的时候不知不觉，也不知道为什么啊，突然间又想起这件事来。
In my prayer, all of a sudden, I don't know why, this matter came to my mind.
当时心中觉得怪怪的，不平安。
I felt a sense of unease in my heart.
想说呢，至少那也要到第一次申办的法院问问看呢。
I thought to myself, I felt a sense of guilt and that the urge to at least go to the first jurisdiction and ask, go to the court to ask for a status.
那这样将来呢，对神也比较好交代一点啊。
That way, at least I'll have, I've done my part and be able to answer to God.
于是就赶紧联络一位弟兄，隔天星期五一起到法院。
So I coordinated with another brother and planned that the next following Friday to go with him together to the court.
一问才知道说，哦，不只是文件已经送到了。
And then to our surprise, we were able to find out that they already received my documentations.
而且办的人还给我比这个，表示说通过了，通过了。
And the person I spoke to from that jurisdiction gave me a thumbs up and indicated to me that I was passing.
他给我下个星期四马上要来宣誓。
Told me to come back next Thursday to receive my citizenship.
你们今天如果不来的话，你就没有了。
And he told me even if you didn't come check today, you would have missed this window of opportunity.
因为阿根廷法院是你要去问，他不会发通知的。
Because the court system in Argentina requires you to check up on status. They're not going to notify you.
感谢主。
Thank God.
经过将近两年的波折哦。
After 2 years of ups and downs.
小弟总算通过层层的考验了。
I've journeyed and overcame multiple obstacles.
在1994年5月5日完成规划。
1994 May 5th, I remember that's when I received my citizenship.
记得宣誓的时候有八位。
I remember when they were proclaiming my citizenship, there were about 8 other people, or 8 people total.
只有小弟夫妻是东方面孔的。
And I remember only one person, myself, was Asian descent.
其他都是邻近国家。
The 7 other people were foreigners.
那当时法官先宣读誓词给我们听了。
And I remember that the judge was announcing to everyone the proclamation.
老实说，我一句都没听懂。
And to be honest with you, I did not understand anything he was saying.
只会在最后跟着喊系，系就是 yes.
And I just remember at the end, I just hollered out C because that just means yes, I agree.
就这样规划阿根廷国籍了。
And that, just like that, I received full citizenship.
没有多久就拿到阿根廷护照了。
And not long after that, I received my passport from Argentina.
那么接下来是必须取得美国 B2 的签证。
And then the second step was to apply for and receive U.S. visa, B2 visa.
当时这一点更不容易哦。
And during that time, getting that visa was even harder.
因为很多台湾人都把阿根廷当跳板啊。
Because a lot of Taiwanese use Argentina as a country to a stepstone to getting into the United States.
目的地是美国或者加拿大。
Their ultimate goal is to try to get into the U.S. or Canada.
美国政府也知道啊。
And the U.S. government knows about this path.
所以一般东方人去签证一定要面谈。
So they always will want to interview any Asian descent applicants for that visa.
而且很刁难啊。
And they would be very challenging, they would be very challenging to the interviewees.
有一位中文学校的女老师就碰到过。
And I remember I had a friend that was a person that was working in a Chinese school.
她所有的证件都齐全。
I remember she telling me that she submitted a complete application.
那移民官找不到毛病啊。
And the immigration officer could not find any faults in her application material.
最后竟然问他说：“你有没有驾照？”
But then the immigration officer challenged her and asked her, "Do you have a driver's license?"
他说没有。
She said no.
就这样被推荐了。
And as a result, he rejected her application.
而小弟真的是透过祷告才移民到阿根廷。
I through prayer and God's grace, I immigrated successfully to Argentina.
只想做一点圣工啊。
I just simply want to do a little bit of work for the Lord.
根本没有考虑要跳机美国或加拿大。
Wasn't my original goal or objective to, through Argentina, get into the U.S., immigrate to the U.S.
因为那里已经有不少比我好的工人在啊。
Because there's plenty of workers already that is more talented than me in the U.S. already.
这是真的哦。
That was the truth.
有神做见证的哦。
And God will testify that.
问题是你讲谁信呢？
But who would believe me and understand that rationale?
况且小弟是立志来做圣工的。
Plus, I was determined to do work for the Lord.
到了阿根廷以后，没有开店赚钱呢。
When I arrived in Argentina, I did not have a business of which I can earn money.
也没有正式的职业啊。
Nor do I have a formal profession where it will earn me money.
更没有缴税或保险的证明啊。
Nor do I have any evidence or any source of insurance nor income.
我只有一间住宅。
I only had a residence.
还有银行一些存款。
Had a little bit of savings in the bank.
就这样第一次想签证美国可能吗？
So how is it that I thought to myself, how would I be able to get a visa into the U.S. with that sort of criteria?
我真的没有把握哦。
I had zero confidence with my attempt. But thank God.
当时刚好接到美国总会的公文。
At the time, I received an appointment or a letter from the U.S. General Assembly.
邀请阿根廷教会派人到美国参加圣工人员讲习。
It was an invitation to the Argentina service workers to attend a theological spiritual training in the U.S.
没有指定谁啊。
It didn't specify.Who was to be invited?
小弟心想这倒是个好机会啊。
And I thought to myself, that is my golden opportunity.
不妨试试看啊。
So I'm going to use this opportunity to apply.
就用负责人的名义去签。
So I apply for a visa to the U.S. as a board member of the Argentina church.
申请在美国停留一星期。
I askedfor a visa to be able to go to the U.S. for a week.
不过小弟不会西文，也不会英文，我不敢自己送件啊。
But since I don't know how to speak English nor Spanish, I was afraid to turn in this application myself.
就委托一位弟兄的儿子。
So I asked for a brother's son to help me turn this in.
他刚好在阿根廷的旅行社在那边上班。
And he was working in a...travel agency in Argentina.
请他帮小弟一起送。
So I asked that he help me submit my application.
很便宜，才20块的 peso 啊。
It was very cheap. The application only costed 20 pesos.
心想说，不过给多久都没关系。
I figured, no skin off my nose. I'm just gonna submit and see what happens. Don't matter how long it's gonna take.
总要有第一次嘛。
Figure this is going to be my first time. We'll give it a try.
先去走一趟美国，留下好的记录也不错啊。
And if I'm able to get the visa, I'm able to have some record that I visited the U.S. It's only going to help in the long run.
所以不把它当一回事。
So I did not really care a whole lot about it.
可是真的好奇妙。
But it was very miraculous.
没多久，他竟然告诉小弟：“你签好了。”
Not very long after, I got the news that your visa was passed.
我问说，不是东方人都要面谈吗？
And my first question was, are they going to interview me because I'm an Asian descent?
他说不用了。
But they said no, no interviews needed.
那真的感谢主啊。
So really, thank the Lord.
那问题是给我多久时间呢？
And then I wonder next is how long was my visa stay?
他没讲。
They didn't specify.
于是那天晚餐的时候，我们一家四口和我爸爸妈妈六个人，大家一起猜猜看。
So I remember on that day, that evening, my entire family of six, including my father and mother, we were all hedging a bet on how long my visa was going to be.
最短的猜一个星期。
A person guessed 1 week.
有的猜一个月
Some person, another guessed 1 month.
有的差三个月。
Another guest 3 months.
那最长的差半年，好像是我爸爸。
I think my father guessed 6 months.
他比较有信心。
He was more confident and more faithful.
因为我只申请一个星期啊。
Because I applied for only 1 week.
结果第二天去拿一看，竟然第一次签证没有证件，也没有办那个面谈，就给我多少时间呢？你们猜？
You wouldn't guess this, but so the second day, my first time applying, asked for a week, no interviews, no past records. Guess how long my visa was for?
竟然给我10年。
They gave me 10 years of visa.
这简直是不可能啊。
To me, that was practically impossible.
但是在人不能，在神却凡事都能。
I was reminded that to men, it's not possible, but to God, all is possible.
可惜的是，我们这位弟兄却一直签不出来。
But unfortunately, the other brother that applied at the same time with me, he was rejected of his visa.
小弟想，原来有神更美好的旨意。
And I figured, perhaps God has His wonderful will.
后来他结婚娶了澳洲的姐妹。
Later, this brother got married and married a sister in Australia.
全家搬到澳洲去了。
And his whole family, then he moved to Australia.
在澳洲为主耶稣做了更多更美的圣工。
He was able to do a lot of work, a wonderful work for God in Australia.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
结果是该来美国读神学的没来，哎，我这个不该来的竟然来了。
To me, I thought those that were supposed to go to the U.S. to receive theological training wasn't able to, and for me, I wasn't planning on doing it. But God commissioned me to, or allowed me to go study.
那紧接着是啊，怎么通过美国机场的关卡
？Then I thought to myself, how am I gonna overcome the challenge of getting through U.S. custom at the airport.
不少担心小弟的同龄都爱心提醒小弟哦。
And so other brothers and sisters that were helping me provided guidance for me.
说你签证10年，并不表示你一定进得了美国。
They kindly reminded me, even though you got your visa for 10 years, but that doesn't ensure that you will be able to set foot in the U.S.
意思说你不要高兴得太早。
In other words, they were trying to temper my expectations and not be overly happy because it's not over yet.
特别是东方人
because the fact that I was Asian descent.
他说美国移民官都经过训练的哦。
They reminded me that the custom officers in the U.S. they were well trained.
很会设计问题啊。
They're very strategic.
又善于
will have challenging questions for you.
又善于察言观色啊。
And they will try to challenge you with different things.
只要被发现有嫌疑，他们有权利马上当场拒签。
If they have a moment of doubt or concern, they will right there revoke your visa.
把你遣送回来。
They will, you know, ask you to go back.
那美国总会也很关心呢，还托同工告诉小弟啊。
And I even had received guidance from the workers in the U.S.
说你在机场移民官面前绝对不能提读神学哦。
They reminded me that in the airport, in front of a custom officer, do not talk about one and only God.
我就问说，那我要说什么？
Well, then don't talk about religion, and then I've said, what should I talk about?
他说你只能说来观光哦。
Suggested that I only for me to say my reason for the visit was to vacation or to visit the country.
问题是我根本没有来过美国，我去哪里观光我都不知道。
I don't even know how to explain that because I've never been in the U.S. I had no idea where I should visit.
当时小弟真的一个头两个大。
And at the time, I was very perplexed and very challenged with what am I supposed to say to the immigration officer.
啊，感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord.
神教小弟一个灵巧的方法。
God taught me a very strategic and clever way of approaching this.
好，请大家注意听哦。
So listen carefully.
1997年3月底，联总在新加坡举开世界代表大会。
1997 in March, the International Assembly had a big conference in Singapore.
小弟要去参加。
And I planned on going.
那1997年5月下旬，美总在太平洋教会有圣公人员讲习。
And following that, same year in May, Pacifica Church, IA, International Assembly, had a Holy Worker Seminar in Pacifica Church in the US.
小弟想去参加。
And I also want to attend that.
而第三届神学的训练班是在1997年6月上旬开课。
And then following that, 1997 in June,the third annual or the third year theological class started that year.
小弟必须来报道。
And I wanted to attend and I needed to report to that.
所以小弟就计划买阿根廷经加拿大到台湾的来回机票。
And my plan was to buy a ticket that goes to the US from Canada.From Argentina to Canada to the U.S.
到台湾再买去新加坡的来回机票。
And then buy
到台湾买去新加坡。
And then buy a ticket from Taiwan to go to Singapore.
那先到新加坡开会。
So my plan was to go to Singapore to attend that conference first.
在新加坡小住一段时间。
That.And then stay for a short duration of time.
啊，再回台湾探亲啊。
Oh, and then go to. Then from Singapore, my plan was to go to Taiwan to visit family.
然后回加拿大温哥华我二姐家。
And then from Taiwan, I was planning to go to visit my sister in Vancouver, Canada.
与温哥华教会大约十位同工会合一起进美国。
And then my plan was to enter the U.S. from Canada along with about 10 other brothers and sisters at the time.
参加太平洋教会的圣工人员讲习。
To attend the Holy Worker Seminar at Pacifica Church.
主若愿意必定过关。
I figured if God wills, that I will not have any issues.
否则就马上顺路回阿根廷。
Otherwise, I would just be sent directly back to Argentina.
因为美国的移民关卡是设在温哥华机场里面，很方便啊。
Because the U.S.'s custom office is located in Vancouver Airport, so it'll be easier for them to send me home.
啊，感谢主！当时同工们都拿加拿大的身份证，很快就过关了。
And thank God, I remember the 10 other brothers and sisters because they had Canadian passport. They passed through the custom.
那剩下我大外甥跟小弟陪我，陪我。
And I remember my nephew and me because he was accompanying me left, haven't gone through custom yet.
那移民官是一位四十几岁的女士啊。
And I remember the immigration officer was in her 40s.
看到我拿阿根廷护照。
She saw me holding an Argentina passport.
就问我外甥他是谁。
So she asked my nephew, who is this person to you?
我外甥答是我舅舅。
And my nephew said, he's my uncle.
再问他来做什么。
And she asked him, "Well, what is his business in U.S.?"
答一起参加教会圣工人员讲习。
My nephew answered, "Oh, we're going together to the Holy Worker Seminar."
多久
？And she asked him, "How long is he going to stay?"
十天就回来。
And he said, "He's only going to stay for 10 days."
我看看我买的来回机票，确实只有十天。
And I looked at my airplane ticket, indeed, we were only going to be there for 10 days.
啊，移民官一看就要我填表。
And the immigration officer was reviewing my paperwork and asked me to fill out some papers.
我很纳闷，为什么他们都不用填，只有我要填。
So I was questioning, I was confused why the other brothers and sisters didn't have to fill out anything, but I had to.
那填好后，他就在表上盖名，签章，盖章签名。
And after I filled out this paperwork, she stamped, on this paper.
我心里正默祷，感谢主啊。
And she signed it as well to approve it, and right away I was giving thanks to God.
总算过关了。
And I was, I passed U.S. immigration.
不管他给我几天，反正我准备违规拘留，读完一年才出来。
Doesn't matter. At the time, I thought no matter what, how long the duration of approval of, for my visit is, I was gonna illegally stay longer and stay for a year and then finish up my theological training.
就在这个时候，他忽然把我填的表撕掉了。
And then at the moment when I was thinking that, she took my paperwork and ripped it up.
要我重填一张。
She asked me to refill out a new one.
我心里想说，是不是我刚才感谢错了？
And right away, I regretted giving thanks. I almost regretted giving thanks to God too early.
我很紧张，就再填一张。
So I was very nervous and filled out another paperwork.
然后他又重新盖章签名。
And then she re-stamped it and signed it again.
完了，竟然拿给我说对不起啊。
And then after she's done, she told me, I'm sorry, and handed the paper to me.
她说我刚才盖错了，只给你三个月啊。
I mistakenly only passed you earlier for 3 months.
其实我是要给你半年的。
But I wanted to give you a visa for, a visit visa for 6 months.
哦，原来美国移民官还蛮不错的呀。
So she was actually doing me a favor, and I was pleasantly surprised that she's so friendly.
莫非这是神的作为？
And I had to, I had to think this is the God's grace.
不但这样啊，哦。
But not only so.
当小弟读到快半年了。
When I was in the U.S. and studying, and it was close to 6 months' time.
本想违规拘留读完一年。
So my thought was, I'm just going to illegally stay longer and finish up my 1 year training.
啊，洛杉矶的兄姐爱心。建议小弟哦。
And we had other members from LA, Southern California. Out of love, they gave me some advice.
最好星期五就买一张单程机票到加拿大温哥华。
She asked me if I should just buy a ticket to Vancouver.
千万不能带行李哦。
Don't bring any luggage.
另外再买一张星期日下午从西雅图到洛杉矶的单程机票。
She asked me to buy a one-way ticket from U.S. to Vancouver Friday to get there Friday, and then Sunday buy another one-way ticket from Vancouver to Seattle and then to L.A.
西雅图到洛杉矶哈。
Yeah.
好，然后呢？星期日早上就请你外甥开车送你经过边界关卡进到西雅图。
So then she asked me to 开车。
对， okay. 开车到那个边界的关卡。
OK，
好，进西雅图。
So ask me to 从哪里去？Oh, so they told me to drive from Vancouver to Seattle, drive to the border of U.S. from Vancouver.
再搭飞机回洛杉矶。搭飞机回洛杉矶。
And then take a flight to go to Los Angeles.
啊，免得留下违规记录，以后你很难再进美国。
This prevents me from having any illegal entering records, and that will create a difficulty for me in the future for any visits.
并且还特别交代小弟哦，千万不能买温哥华来回机票哦。
And reminded me, do not buy any return tickets to Vancouver.
已经有不少人在温哥华机场被抓了。
A lot of people were stopped at the Vancouver airport.
啊，小弟一听哦，我什么都不懂哦。我一听，哎，有道理啊。
So I didn't know all these strategies before, but it felt like that was the
made
sense, and I did according to what her recommendations.
可是当小弟到温哥华二姐家哦。
But when I went to Vancouver and I went to my sister's house,
啊，大外甥刚好不在啊。
My nephew was not there this time.
只好拜托小的小外甥啊。
Oh, my older nephew that helped me before was not there, so but the younger nephew was there.
小外甥一听马上拒绝，我不敢。
I asked him this time to help me this time, and then my younger nephew was not.
我说啊。
He didn't want to help me. He was afraid.
我说为什么？
And I asked him why.
他说现在边界关卡查得很紧啊。
Told me that the immigration is very strict now.
我想说那怎么办呢？
Then I thought.What am I supposed to do now?
我行李还在美国。
My luggages are still in the U.S.
只有一条路。
And I only had one choice.
迫切祷告。
I prayed zealously.
人尽本分，其他全靠神。
I figure I did my part, and the rest I'm going to rely on God.
于是星期日一大早，小外甥开了一辆九人座的车。
And then, to my surprise, Sunday morning, my younger nephew drove a van that can fit 9 people.
带着小弟、我二姐、大外甥的太太，哦，手上抱着一个小男婴，还有两个小女儿，共七个人。他叫七个人就对了。
Yeah, he took me, the wife of my older nephew, two a baby and two kids, a total of 7 people, in a van, and took us towards the U.S. border.
对不起啊。好，然后到了边界关卡，有一个检查哨哦。
And when we got to the border, U.S. border, there was a border police.
我一看里面坐着一个东方人面孔的移民官。
And I saw that there was a Asian immigration officer at the station.
如果是当地人，他看证件问两句就放行了。
I feel like if you're a U.S. citizen, they'll just look at your documentations and let you pass.
我一想这个好。
And I feel like okay, because that person is Asian, this is good for us.
我们也是东方人呢、啊。
Because I'm Asian.
结果刚好相反呢、啊。
But it was the reverse.
他看到我们很严肃的就站出来了。
She saw us, but she came out of her office sternly.
先收证件。
She wanted our documentations.
然后绕着车子详细的看一圈。
I remember her walking around our van to examine the van.
应该是在看有没有带行李。
She looked to see if we had our luggages.
接着就问我外甥，你们来做什么？
And then she asked my younger nephew, "What is the purpose of your visit?"
我外甥答说啊，带孩子来逛逛百货公司。
And my younger nephew replied that we're here, we're gonna bring my kids to the shopping mall in the U.S.
然后吃个饭，买点东西。
We're gonna buy some stuff and then eat a meal.
下午就回去。
And then this afternoon we'll come back.
是的，他们确实是这样啊。
And that was indeed their plan.
可是我却不一样啊。
But me sitting on that car had different
plans. 我又不能讲啊。
And of course, I could not say anything.
只好求主赦免
了。I asked God for his forgiveness.
他看了看证件。
And she looked at our documents again.
发现只有一个阿根廷护照的。
And she saw that there's one person with an Argentinian citizenship.
就指着我问我外甥说他是谁
？And then asked my young nephew, who is this person?
我外甥就说是我舅舅。
And then my nephew said he's my uncle.
他就翻开我的护照。
And she opened my passport.
一看美国签证十年。
And she saw that I had a 10-year visa approved to the U.S.
那个严肃的脸马上露出笑容，很快哦。
And then she had a very stern look before, and the minute she saw that I had a 10-year visa, she had a smile on her face.
暗示我们好，下车去办手续啊。
And she told us, "Go ahead, proceed to finish up with your documentations."
其实拿加拿大身份证，当天来回根本不用办的。
In actuality, if you have a Canadian documents, you don't need to have any paperwork to pass.
To
pass the uh, passed into the U.S. It's because of me. I had to, because of me.
我要填表，要盖章，要签名。
I had to fill out another paperwork, and I had to have them stamp and sign the document.
还要交七块美金。
I remember I had to pay $7 of pass-through fee.
当时承办的移民官是个黑人。
I remember the immigration officer at the time that handled my documents, or he's an African American.
小弟就心想，他应该只会给我一天，因为当天来回嘛。
So my nephew thought, because we said we're going to come back that day, that they will only give me one day of visit visa.
真的没有想到，他竟然又给我半年。
But never to my surprise, again miraculously, he gave me another 6 months.
而且哈，签完了还。拿给我，你看，我给你半年哦。
And then, not only that, after he approved and stamped my documents,
然后跟我说，这半年你可以美国、加拿大自由进出都不用下车。
He told me, look, I gave you 6 months, and what this means is throughout the 6 months you can go back and forth U.S. and Canada without having to do this again.
哇，真好啊！
And I thought that was so wonderful.
怎么会这样啊？
How could that be possible?
我当时真的很讶异啊。
I was super surprised.
后来才发现这是非常重要的关键。
And all of a sudden I realized that there's an important factor here.
主耶稣早就为小弟预备好了。
That Jesus Christ have already pre-arranged for me.
如果我不是签证十年。
If I didn't get that 10-year visa.
移民官又没有给我半年
，and the immigration officer did not give me 6 months。
我真的不骗你，我当时会被困在西雅图机场，动弹不得。
And I kid you not, I'm pretty sure without those things, I would have been trapped in at the Seattle airport.
因为当时真的抓得很紧。
Because at the time, the immigration officers were very strict.
我根本上不了飞机。
I would have not been able to.Get on the airplane.
因为当我要进去机门之前，还有人把我挡下来再查。
I remember even before I went boarded onto the airplane, somebody even stopped me and wanting to check my documents.
啊，感谢主
！Thank the Lord.
就这样，神施恩的手帮助小弟这个无用的仆人。
By the grace of God, He helped a person like myself, a servant of God.That's incapable.
啊，以上是小弟将近三十年前到美国就读神学的一个心路历程。
And so what I've described, or the my journey, 30 years ago, how I became a pastor.
啊，真的是有惊无险呐。
And there was a lot of challenges and obstacles, but at the end, everything was peacefully journeyed through.
啊，如今仍然历历在目，不敢或忘了。
And because of all of this, I vividly remember all of God's guidance, and I dare not to forget all His grace.
好，最后请看路加福音十七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17,
第十节
，verse 10.
路加福音十七章的第十节
，Luke, chapter 17, verse 10.
路加福音十七章第十节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 10.
请念。
So likewise, you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do."
当然，每个工人的领受可能不太一样。
Of course, every worker of God will receive different things from God.
不过，对小弟来说，我今日成了何等人呢？
But to me, if I ask myself, what kind of person have I become today?
其实我觉得我什么都不是。
To me, I feel like I've not done anything.
不仅无用，更是不配。
I am not worthy, nor am I very capable.
能说的只有一句话。
The only thing I'm able to say is one thing.
一切都是蒙神的恩才成的。
That everything, happened to me was because of grace of God.
所以仅将所有的荣耀颂赞都归主耶稣的圣名。
So as a conclusion, I give all the glory and honor and praises unto God's name.
同时也谢谢连总、美总、台湾所有前辈同工的栽培与指教。
And also, I'd like to thank all the support that I received throughout the years from USGA, International Assembly, and all the servants of God in Taiwan.
更感谢小弟在美国读神学一年，各地教会长职传道负责人及所有弟兄姐妹的爱心接待跟关心带到。
And I truly is appreciative and very thankful of the year that I spent in the U.S. going through theological seminar, all the local members and elders and workers of God's love towards me.
小弟谨铭刻在心。
And I remember vividly all of these things and cherish all these things in my heart.
相信主必纪念并加倍祝福。
And I truly believe that God will remember all of the work and love from everyone.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.